It's HPR, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence, and we're welcoming back a legendary name in British rock ahead of their return to the islands for shows on three islands. It's Foghat.
I know what you're doing, say it up. I just want to make love to you.
Foghat are heading to Kauai, Porter Pavilion, Ainaho Community Park, Saturday, January 31st. Then they're playing Thursday, February 5th at the MAC, the Castle Theater. Then in Honolulu, Saturday and Sunday, February 7th and 8th at the Blue Note. Just come back from a UK tour, looking forward to hearing about. And it's an honor to welcome original Foghat drummer, super nice guy and very well-dressed man, I should say, for the occasion. Roger Earl. How you doing?
Doing really good, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Roger's for the radio people. I'm just wearing a t-shirt. Roger has like this really nice vest, this white shirt. He looks like this English gentleman.
Even after all these years, you know, I still want to impress the wife. You know what I'm saying?
You look sharp, man. And I was watching your smiling face on these new videos. So you were at the Shepherd's Bush Empire in West London. That's a famous
venue. Cool.
What's that like as a venue? That's a pretty well-known one.
Beautiful theater. It's got three or four tiers. Sound is absolutely fantastic in there. I had about 30 people who were family and stuff because, you know, I grew up in London.
Yeah.
And, it was really terrific. I got up and told some stories about my growing up in the Shepherd's Bush and that area. It was a blast, actually, because I haven't played there since 1973 was the last time I played England.
That was something else that I was talking to Linda, your wife and manager, about, and I didn't actually, she had mentioned that in an email. So what's the story on that? Because you're a British cat, and obviously Roger does live in the U.S. for a very long time. How come it's been so long that Foghat never were there in England?
You got time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got all the time in the world. Well, when we left Savoy Brown, it was amicable. Tony Stevens got fired and Dave and I decided we were going to leave. But we told Kim, look, we'll stay around for as long as you want us to until you get your new band together. Kim wanted to like do something different, I think.
Kim Simmons he's talking about.
Yeah, Kim Simmons, right. So the next morning, Lumsden, Dave and I had breakfast with the manager, Harry. And we said, Harry, all right, we've decided it's probably time for a change. And as Kim wants to put a new band together, he said, well, you'll never work again in England or the States. And I said, well, you know, we'll stay with Kim until he puts his new band together because he wanted a change. Told us we'd never work. And true to his word, once we finished the tour, we actually did some rehearsing and recording with Kim when we got back to the UK. Then Kim started auditioning new players and put his new band together. And I went and had a meeting with Terry Ellis and Chris Wright, who were the owners of Chrysalis Agency, who was our agency, you know, for Savoy Brown. And Harry Simmons managed Savoy Brown and Chicken Shack. And I was talking to Terry Ellis, and he said, well, Harry said he would take those bands away if we gave you any dates. What a scumbag.
So it was kind of like leveraging other people to not work with you.
Yeah, so we couldn't do any work. It was pretty tough, actually, but we got a record deal with Albert Grossman, Bearsville Records. And Bearsville is a subsidiary of Warner Brothers. And what was his name?
A lot of people worked with Albert. Todd Rundgren, yeah. And Janis.
Yeah, and we were with Derek Taylor, who was the publicist for the Beatles. He really took a liking to the band. He was beautiful. And he said, well, you know, I can get you some shows. And he did. He got us like a 2 or 3 week tour with Captain Beefheart in the UK. He got us some club dates. And he got us to play down in the docks in London for the British ambassador to Japan's going away birthday party. and we headlined that. Maybe I won't talk about that. But they didn't think too much. We were a bit too noisy. We had Kenny Ball's jazz band and us. But he was a beautiful man. He was really cool. And he got us a bunch of dates. And this the record had already been released. It came out in the UK.
It's the debut record, 72, we're talking.
Yeah, right, the first album. And it was released in the US. And our manager, who at the time, Tony Otita, called me up and said, "We're getting played on the radio. I just want to make love to you off of the first album." Started making some noise, and we booked our first tour and never left. I applied for my green card. I got it in 76. And wow. This is home. You know, I love this country.
But it's a great story. I mean, it's a great reason to have to do it. And you responded really well. It was like, all right, you can't squeeze the satire. We have another place we can go work, and we'll go do it there.
But the band became very successful over here. But we went back the other day.
I'm proud of you going
and
back.
It was fun. Next year, hopefully we'll go back there. We got dates in Finland, Sweden.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think we're working on some dates like in Spain or somewhere else. But the reason we're coming to Hawaii, it's a working vacation.
Right.
You know, it's not like we're going there to sort of earn lots of money. We're going to have a holiday. It's what they call a busman's holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
We go there and we play a couple of gigs, lay on the beach, you know, wander around. And it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the world where you live. Even the air smells different there. So, yeah, it's like a vacation. Everybody's bringing their girlfriends and wives. Let's hope they don't meet. No, just kidding.
It is really cool, and that's a theme that a lot of artists have said over the years. Funny enough, the last time that Ozzy was on in 2022, he started asking questions about where the radio station was and stuff, and he just voluntarily said, "What we used to do was we'd book our tour of Hawaii. That would pay for our vacation at the end of the tour."
Right. It's just a beautiful part of the world, just to wander around and like taking the air. And the band gets on great socially as well. I mean, apart from like having a blast every time we get on a stage, you know, we hang out together, we eat together. Scott and I especially will sit down like any chance we get, like to sort of bang on some stuff and play some stuff.
Sure.
Working vacation, busman's holiday.
And the videos of the shows, when you talk about y'all having fun, there's videos I'll have in the post for these guys that you can see them having fun on this tour that they just did. And you also answered another question. Wow, 30 guests show up. I was wondering, do you have family over there? So when you come back, what a scene to have to deal with that many people backstage. I mean, you almost don't know how to talk to everybody. How do you do something like that?
Yeah, but, you know, I've always been pretty tight with my cousins family and stuff, and a lot of them hadn't ever seen us. Actually, that part was really cool. They got to see what I'm doing now in my
youth.
And I think we seemed to be impressed, and like, you know, they went, "Wow, you guys are really good." Well, you know, we've been practicing for about 70 years.
Right. Foghat, when they're coming to town, and these shows are going to be huge for a lot of folks, Kauai, Porter Pavilion, Saturday, January 31st. They're going to be at the Mac, Thursday, February 5th, Castle Theater, and two nights in Honolulu, Saturday and Sunday, February 7th and 8th at the Blue Note. And your own connection, though, to the water, that's kind of neat. You guys you live on a houseboat, correct, there on Long Island?
Yeah, it's on permanent footings.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not going anywhere. But yeah, I live in a little piece of heaven on earth.
On the water.
I love it. On the water. when Linda first started working for the company, she was office manager in 1976. We rented it at the time, and then Linda decided to rent it, and eventually Linda bought it, so
I love it.
It's got a lot of Foghat history here. We used to play
volleyball
out the back there, and you know, I used to stay in the cottage before we became more than good friends.
Shows why you have a connection to Hawaii. You're on the water as we speak.
On the water.
Well, I'll see you guys soon, and I'm giving you a big high fives.
Thank you.
Aloha, my brother.
Good talking to you, Dave.
You too, Roger. Stay safe.
Take care, Dave.
Bye, Linda.